So welcome everybody. This is our second meeting, and I welcome everyone in Hungary. My name is Mihály Mészáros. I'm working for NIAF, the Hungarian Andrán, this institute where we are. I'm very happy to meet again so much talented professional colleagues in person and video conference also. It's a very big honor to me that so many presenters accepted my invitation here today, and I hope we will hear very valuable and new information during this meeting. I wish you a good collaboration in the breaks of the meeting and a pleasant here to stay in Budapest and in Hungary. The first meeting had a very good feedback, and it will be very hard, of course, to meet the expectation after it, but we'll do our best. Hopefully, we will do it. And we would like to thank the time for your participation, and you will find a small gift in the back from Hungary. And I have only one logistic thing, the social dinner. We booked a table, and after the meeting we invite everyone to this place. It is on the TFRTC website, so you will find the same information there, and the evening starts at 7:30, and maybe that's all from my part, and I want to give the word to Peter.
Thank you very much, Mish. Is this working?
Yes.
Fine, great. Okay, so it's always a pleasure to come back to Hungary, not just because it's my home country, but because of the nice hospitality from the Hungarian guys. So welcome everyone on behalf of Zsejand. So I'm from Zsejand. Zsejand is a new name of the collaboration between the research and education networks, as you may know. So we've been Terena in the past and Dante in Cambridge, so with joint forces. And the new organization is now called Zsejand. So therefore, this is a Zsejand task force. As you may know, we run these task forces for the community to come together, share knowledge, information, you know, your deployments, details, what you're actually guys doing within your country, within your domain, for your users, for your user community. But we should not forget that all the users and our user community is pretty much global. So we have to think about the global aspects of video conferencing, web conferencing, real-time communications all the time. So that's why I think this type of meetings and collaboration is very useful and valuable for all your you know, activities or services or deployments or developments that you are doing within your country. So actually I wanted to show you a couple of things on my computer, but actually you can probably look it up yourself as well if you go to the TF WebRTC webpage. So one thing that I wanted to remind you is the terms of reference of the task force. So we started this task force about a bit more than 6 months ago, last fall, around September, October. So a couple of people came to us and said, you know, we are doing things with WebRTC, we are doing things with web-based real-time communications in general. It would be nice to, you know, come together, share information, knowledge, compare what we are doing. We should not reinvent the wheel. We should, you know, try and speak a common language to our vendors or other collaborators within the community or outside of the community, actually. So that's why we came together, and we had the first WebRTC meeting in December in Paris. It was hosted by Renater, and I'm really pleased to see you guys here. It means that you're coming back, you're contributing, and I'd like to encourage all of you, actually, to do the same. And it was a kind of a good signal to me as well when we were in Paris last December and I looked around the room, I saw faces that we knew anyway, right? So we are not really new to this. We've been into this, you know, video-based real-time communication area for a long time. So it's good that we are here, we know each other, we share information, we share knowledge, and we think together. So that's why we are here for the second time. So this is, as Mishi said, the second WebRTC meeting, this time hosted by NIF, and yeah, they are doing good stuff as well, so we're gonna learn from them, I'm pretty sure. So the agenda for this meeting today It's quite packed with interesting things. So we have, I can just take a short look at it, but I just wanted to say that we have presentations from Video, from Paxi, from Corento, and from Cisco. So we are trying to cover the vendors and the industry as much as we can. Of course, you guys are individually talking to these companies anyway, within your country, so it would be nice to see, you know, what we can get out of that. And we have sort of like presentations from your NRENs, from Renotair, from Norginet, from NIF. So for all those NRENs who are actually active in this area and doing something. So again, I just like to encourage you to share information and think about real-time communications at a global scale, not just European scale, obviously, but on the global scale from the first day. So probably we should avoid traps that we were falling into when we started to develop the traditional H323 and SIP type of stuff in Europe. So that's it so far from my side. Enjoy the day. I think we have a lot of time for you know, discussion, mingling around. Make your contacts, talk to your colleagues here. The last message from my side is that the reason why we have this task force is to somehow not just, you know, just have a nice discussion forum, obviously that's a good thing, but we should also try and narrow down the scope to those areas that we want to do together jointly as the NREN community here in Europe for serving research and education. The important part of that, probably you know, this meeting is sort of co-located together with other Géant project meetings. So tomorrow and the day after, we're going to have discussions about the new Géant 4 project, SA8 activity, Service Activity 8, which is about real-time applications and multimedia management. So that is the vehicle where we have some commission funding and, of course, all your efforts committed to the Géant project to do something tangible, right? So whatever you guys want to do and discuss, and if we manage to somehow narrow down the scope and see, you know, these are the areas that we together really want to focus on, we're going to feed this information back to the Géant task where we have actually money and other resources to do some work, right? So this is an interesting feedback loop for you to think about. So that's it from my side.